Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, family. How are you? I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. I hope everyone had a great, great weekend. Want to give a big shout out to the BET folks because they did their thing. They took over Los Angeles, and the show last night was off the chain. I mean, it was off the chain. The tributes to Prince were magnificent. My favorites were Sheila E. and Bilal. Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross were fantastic as the host. And I want to give out a big shout out to my new hero, Jesse Williams, for the truth that he spoke. It was magnificent. Tonight, we are going to celebrate magnificent divas. And there's a lot of them. It was hard to come up with this particular group of ladies, but I think you're going to be very happy with this. And we're going to start it off with Sade's No Ordinary Love.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, can you feel the vibe I'm sending out tonight? I'm feeling kind of sexy. I'm sending all of these diva songs out to all the ladies. All my ladies out there, this is for you, which then means that your significant other is going to be the recipient of all this sexiness that I'm sending your way. And you are listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives. I'm Ornetta Barber, and this is the Culture Zine Radio Network. And I'm going to keep it going, and we're going to get it popping a little bit with the queen herself, Dr. Feelgood.
many times before. Once I was a white gazelle on horseback riding free, searching in the darkness for a piece of me. I can feel this for sure.
Okay, I'm having a little bit of a technical problem, so just bear with me while I play one more song for you.
Of your smile, I think you take for granted.
We just heard Anita Baker's Been So Long, and before that, Miss Tina Marie doing Deja Vu. And we started with the Queen of Soul, Dr. Feelgood. Don't send me no doctor filling me up with all of those pills, because I got me a man named Bobby Wilkerson who takes care of all my pains and my ills. You feel me? I had to give a little shout out to my husband. But anyway, I also wanted to just mention something. June 25th was the 7th anniversary of Michael Jackson's passing, and with all the love that was shown to Prince last night, it just made me think about these geniuses that were Prince and Michael Jackson and how iconic they are and were, and that we'll never see artists of that caliber again. We just won't. They're just very, very special. But tonight, we're celebrating the ladies. It's all about the ladies, so I'm going to keep it going with a little Etta James At Last.
Could speak to a dream that I can call my own. I found the thrill to press my cheek to a thrill that I. You are to me incredible. You bring out the woman in me with your style of love, inseparable. Yes, we are. We're like a flower to a tree, like words to a man.
We just heard the incomparable Whitney Houston with I Believe in You and Me. And before that, Sweet Natalie Cole singing Inseparable. And we started the set with Etta James At Last. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. And I am your host, Ornetta Barber. And I hope that you are feeling sort of warm and fuzzy and sexy and romantic and maybe a little nasty. I don't know if I should say that or not. But before I play the next song, I want to give a big shout out and a huge congratulations to Miss Jill Scott, who's no longer Ms. Jill Scott. She jumped the broom this weekend, and I'm so happy for her. And I thought I would play one of her first hits from her debut album, Who is Jill Scott, which nobody's asked that question in years because everybody knows who Jill is. So here we go with The Way.
Oh, Jill, get the phone!
Hello? Hello? Hello. What do you want? Oh, you're tripping.
Sister girl, I know you don't understand, but you're gonna have to understand. He's my man now. What you had is gone. Our thing is sweet. Our thing is stronger than any lie you can tell on me. He knows my heart, and that's the part. Your roots are dug up, so you might as well give up. You can't handle the truth. He let you go a long time ago. Now it's time to turn him loose.
Can't feel the way of what I'm feeling.
You're getting in my way.
Can't feel the way of what I'm feeling.
You're getting in the way of what I'm feeling. My feelings, you're getting in the way. Honey girl, fly, fly away. I've been a lady up till now. Don't know how much more I can take. Queen shouldn't swing, if you know what I mean. But I'm about to take my rings off. Get me some Vaseline.
In this daily changing world, our lives tend to become complicated, to say the least. And we find ourselves evaluating each problem with, how does it affect me? how does it involve me? But quietly, each me must have a you. And I'd like to tell you about my you, maybe even your you, because you see,
memories. come out today.
That was Gladys Knight and the Pips doing a mashup of I'm Glad There Is You and Me and You Against the World. And that was one of my mom's favorite songs. And a little story about my mother. She's been gone almost 3 years now, but she loved hummingbirds. And whenever I see hummingbirds, I always think that's my mom saying hi to me and, you know, just letting me know that everything's okay. And before that, we heard the Newlywed herself, Miss Jill Scott, singing The Way. So it's starting to wind down. I don't know where the time goes. It seems like, you know, I just got started with you guys and now it's almost over. I have a couple of extra minutes before I close out the show, so I'm just going to take this opportunity to say again, my new hero is Jesse Williams. Everything that he said last night on the BET Awards show, it was like a call of arms to all of us to, you know, wake up. If you're awake, stay awake, stay woke, whatever you want to call it. But we need to, you know, be about it and not just talk about it. We got to do the right thing. And one of the most important things I think that we can do is vote. You know, I'm not going to get on a whole stand here about things, but it's just important for us to, you know, we've had a great president for 8 years almost, a great president, and we have to keep it going. And you guys know what I'm talking about. I don't even have to say the name. We just got to handle our business, okay? So please, please vote and do whatever you can do to make sure we get the right person in the White House in November. Please, please. I'm going to close it out by telling you that next week is 4th of July. My next show happens to be on the 4th of July. I know everybody's going to be partying, having a real good time, so I'm going to give all the love next week to the fellas. I'm going to celebrate with some great guys that you will love, and I hope tonight I put a smile on your face. I hope I brought back some sweet memories, and you've been listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Ornetta Barber, and you can hit me up on Facebook or you can email me at withasong@aol.com. And remember, with the song, our hearts are always open. Thank you, Yolanda Adams. See ya.
And ask